I'm not sure I ever heard a punk rock song until I was 14. My family had records. Oh shit. I'm not sure I ever heard a punk rock song until I was 14 years old. My family had records and cars with 8-track players. We had a car phone with a cord and a console. When we went on road trips, we listened to Amy Grant and the contemporary Christian FM station. I wanted to jump out the window. No doubt I would cover my ears and scowl in protest. This seemed to indicate demonic possession on my part. I was obviously a witch, so my mom would react by turning it up even louder and singing along while doing expressive hand dances. My stepfather would whistle the tune, and I would wonder what sort of horrible, sort of intolerant, stingy, rich person I must have been in a past life to be born into this family. I had persecuted Christians. Maybe I was Jewish, but then I got to be part of the... Then I got to be born as part of the master race at a time in history when they were waning in popularity. Maybe I was a Zulu tribesman who cannibalized Christian missionaries. It's hard to say what would make this family my karma.
Thank you. So Fire Records, Otherworldly Fine, that was El Michel or El Miquel. El Michel's Affair with Bring the Ruckus, which is an instrumental reinterpretation of Wu-Tang's classic LP off of El Michel's Enter the 37th Chamber, which is out of stock on truthandsoulrecords.com. Some people call it cinematic soul. I call it classic feel-good. Tack a genre on if you have to, but, you know, it's whatever. This is DVT-CRFM, where the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Yeah, got some great shit on the show tonight. This is the pre-potluck party, late-night radio, of course, brought to you by The Literary Underground. And by that, we mean, of course, this time next week, there's a good portion of us that will be in Denver, Colorado, kicking it at William Cirabani's house, probably around this time. And, yeah, you guys should definitely come in to the area. If you're in Denver, come by Rhino Seropolis, January 12th, which is the following Saturday. And you can come there on Brighton Boulevard, which I think it's 3225 Brighton Boulevard. Come by there at 9 p.m. And check us out, man. It's going to be Tiny Amp Records versus The Literary Underground. Six bands. I think there's like four artists and around 10 poets. 10 or plus, you know. There's going to be a few people out there, so it should be a good time. Great people out there like Jason Ryberg, William Cirabani, as I just mentioned, Jason Hardung. We also got Michelle McDonald. John Swain. Did I mention him? Lindsay Thomas. We also got Dustin Holland. We'll be there as well. Lots of other great folks. So, yeah, you should definitely come by and check that out. I don't know. What all do we have on the show tonight? Got some pretty cool shit. I think I'm going to start things off with King Tubby. That's the name of the song, or the artist, excuse me. Name of the song is Ja Ja Dub. Right here. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
Family, whatever we do it hard. I guess that is what we do. Our family bombs the Japanese, praises God, grows pot, plays the piano. It could be a great picture book for the future generation. And then there was great, 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 great grandfather, some unknown greats ago, came over on a ship and pretended that the old country never existed. My mother pledges such vigilance and denial of any significance in biological roots. To question manifest destiny is blasphemy. This is familial musical chairs designated by God. The challenge is to say something nice about my mother to counteract this general self-loathing brought on by contemplation of my origins.
King Tubby, a.k.a. Osborne Ruddock, from Kingston, Jamaica, former sound engineer, and rumored, subjective as rumors are, to be the inventor of the remix. That was Ja Ja Dub. Real great shit. If you guys are not familiar with King Tubby, please check that out. And we'll actually have another song by him here momentarily. We got him, Lee Scratch Perry, Carol One, got some other great stuff coming up, man. I don't know. Really great tracks. Of course, we will be taking next week off, but we'll go ahead and mention that at the top of the program. We will be taking next week off. As I mentioned, be hanging out William Stewart Bonney's house around this time. There's a possibility that there will be a radio show or a Ustream possibly around that time. Unfortunately, it won't be us, but, you know, we do have lots of other great hosts. Slash DJs, I guess you could call them, whatever, on Literary Underground. So definitely tune in next week. Keep up to date. And, yeah. I think coming up next we're going to go with Necro, which is a Jewish MC artist, DJ. Really cool. I love his album covers, actually. The name of this track is called Black Helicopters. Really dope shit. We'll be right back.
She was a musician and a teacher. She was a part of a new breed of educated woman. There could have been worse role models. Who knows why she favored shoulder power suits in the 80s. She tried, I'll give her that. The training in criticizing people's first personal philosophies and appearance stuck, if the piano lessons didn't. And to think that she and Grandma used to sit around and make fun of what people were wearing.
This is your Project U news feed for January 3rd and the 4th of 2013, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, your Wednesday night service, and zygote in my radio. Today's news feed is actually about... the Midwest Underground Poetry Summit, which will be hosted the Black Kite Coffee and Pies on Collingwood Avenue in Toledo, Ohio, by Tara Armstrong and some other guy, which is featuring Brian Fuget and Michelle McDonald of the Literary Underground. You guys, if you're in the Toledo, Ohio area, please go check out Black Kite Coffee and Pies on Monday, February 18, 2013, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That promises to be a very, very entertaining show. Brian Fuget on the bill alone is worth the admission. But when you add that with Michelle McDonald, goddamn. It's like, I don't even know how to describe that. It's just going to be chaos. But you guys should definitely go by there and check that out. As well as, if you are the following Sunday, of course, if you are in the Kansas City area, you should definitely go by and check out Prospero's Books on the fourth Sunday, where myself and another featured writer will be reading In the Pit at Prospero's Books, Kansas City, Missouri, fourth Sunday of February. If you're there, please come by and check it out. It should be good stuff. Where do we go from here? What do we do? Lee Scratch Perry. Yeah. Who has he's been away from the Draconian Vampire Tunnel for quite some time, so we're going to go ahead and bring him back. This is Lee Scratch Perry with Run for Cover. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856. 2808. We'll be right back.
Weasel, fool. Run for cover. Run for cover. Run for cover. Run for cover. Run, we can run. Run, we can run. To where you run. I'm standing on the board. And on the board. Sitting on the throne. I have come, I manna come. Run for cover, run for cover, run for cover, run for cover. Set to run, run wicked run. Fire has come, lightning has come.
Bank, a man tries to make the kind of eye contact that someone makes when they're about to ask for money or a cigarette. Excuse me, ma'am, do you have an extra quarter? No, I don't. I omit the "but I have an EBT card" part and consider what I do have on my person. A powder blue hoodie by G-Store Basics, left at the hostel by a Thai boy with a passport from Denmark. A long-sleeved red t-shirt that says Saskatchewan Hockey. I don't like hockey or Canada, or even know who the shirt belongs to. I found this in Lost and Found. My jeans are secondhand. They were donated by my friend Colleen, and I believe they are from Walmart. Faded Glory, I believe, is the brand. My socks are different shades of black. Only one of them says Vans in white letters. My black Levi's pleather jacket is my husband's, purchased from the Buffalo Exchange. The shoes are hardy leather clogs I purchased at REI 2.5 years ago. The panties I can't remember much about, except they're low-rise, bikini style, and I certainly purchased them in a package of 5 from Target or Walmart. The bra is Victoria's Secret, and the only secondhand bra I've ever had, besides the ones given to me by my friend Colleen, who's given me half of my wardrobe. The tits inside the bra are by Dr. Holland and done in another lifetime. No, I don't have an extra quarter, you dumb shit.
That was Black Moth Super Rainbow with Gangs in the Garden, which I feel like that'll be an excellent way to describe William Stewart Bonney's house this time next week. Goddamn, how many times can I talk about this, you guys are probably asking. And I'm going to talk about it until it actually happens. Which is next week. I love saying that. Of course, that was Black Moth Super Rainbow. Man, I still don't know that much about these guys. I'm going to have to just be like Bud Smith and go see these guys live in concert, you know? Maybe we should get Bud Smith on the show one time and tell us about Black Moth Super Rainbow, because that guy seems to be an authority on the matter or band or band matter, whatever you want to call that. Nonetheless, great fucking track, man. I love that shit. They're going to be around a lot. I'm just going to go ahead and warn you guys. They're going to be around a lot. Coming up next, we got King Tubby again. Started the show off with Ja Ja Dub. Really great track. And I'm going to follow it up with Bongo Man Dub. The dub kind of show, man. I dig dub's music and party scenes and whatnot. It really just sort of, I don't know, livens the spirit. This is 4 minutes and 21 seconds. Excuse me. No, I'm looking at the wrong one. God damn it. This is 3 minutes and 27 seconds of Bongo Man Dub, King Tubby. We'll be right back.
Of the 7 other people I live with, 5 of them are self-proclaimed writers of various sorts, playwrights, and 2 alleged screenwriters. One of them sometimes tells drunken stories, indicating some promise, but is negated by the bad taste in music from the 1980s, hinting that his intellectual capacity was stunted during the Reagan years.
You guys can go to newlou.bandcamp.com. Check that track out, as well as his other great albums. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can come by Rhino Seropolis. Maybe he'll be hanging there. Maybe he'll be kicking it. Maybe he'll be the DJ. I'm hoping he'll be the DJ. That's some dope shit. I'll probably cut things short a little bit tonight, maybe. We've got about a few more tracks, looks like. This one's going to be... coming up next, we got Carol One. Of course, Carol One being, excuse me, the Korean MC out of the Bay Area, Emerald City, San Francisco. And this is off the title track, this is the title track off the self-produced title album, which received the Best Hip Hop Album of 2006 by Remix Magazine. This is Windmills of the Soul. I guess you could call this a musical journey. Supposedly somebody called it that. Be right back. That was Carol One with Windmills of the Soul. Windmills of the Soul. Really great stuff. Coming up next, we got Neon Indian, which is a band that we played on here before. I'm not too keen on playing them a lot, but they do come out with some great tracks every now and again. And the great thing about this one is the title, which actually caught me, being an aficionado of such transcendental journeys myself. The name of the song is Should Have Taken Acid With You, which, you know, I'm putting it out there. If somebody offers you to do acid, I'm not saying, you know, do it every single time, but you should consider it. I don't know. You might not be the type of personality that's into that kind of thing. And if you are, cool. Right on. Holy shit. I just realized there's three extra songs on here that I didn't even know about. That Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Sweet. Surprise. Nice. I guess this kind of stuff goes along with the potluck ordeal. So, looks like we will be continuing the show a little bit longer than expected. So right now we got Neon Indian, Should Have Taken Acid With You. And then we got a bunch of other great stuff coming up later on, so guys definitely should hang out. Got 13 minutes left of live streaming. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. Big shout out to all the guests that are coming in and out of the chat room. See you guys. Welcome. Kick back. We'll be right back.
Enough to celebrate New Year's here and there in San Diego and Puerto Penasco, Mexico, in Antigua, Guatemala, in Chicago, in Phoenix, in Tempe, working at Southwest Airlines in Albuquerque, waiting tables in a Phoenix Olive Garden. I was drunk on one Thanksgiving in Guam. I'm not sure if I had Taco Bell, a Denny's turkey dinner, or a noodle bowl that night.
Baby, baby, I get down on my knees for you. If you, baby, baby, I get down on my knees for you. If you.
Action-packed and 16-hour head, but you call entertainment with the grinding wet wheels running down the black rose above that perfect ass in the shower. Count the 30 blowjobs that make her knees hurt. Tender and tough, love on all fronts. She only looks up at you to say, I remember our wedding night was non-conventional, that it was virgin, that we never count on the saints appearing when the water is hottest. We only count the minutes of it all running with a bill we don't really pay, but always work for. And all tension, blisters, bruises, and come aside, we can smile at the irony, laugh hysterically when we climax and lay on each other's only with what we bring to the bed. Maybe my head's on your breast. Maybe her head is resting on my arm. Maybe we're headbutting, just a blank screen of the outside world. Maybe we're just plotting. Maybe we're working up to feeling conventional. In the strongest and strangest, most obscene sense of the word. You could say they were paraphrasing the hook from the very popular Top Gun soundtrack. And yeah, that's the way I'm calling it. I don't know what the name of that song is, man, but they got a line in there about getting down on your knees, I'm pretty sure. I saw Tom Cruise sing it. Yeah. This was originally going to be the closing of the show, but since we do have some more stuff, shit, I didn't even realize this, man. Wow. We got Sugar Minot, or, you know what, I'm inclined to call him Sugar Minot, like where Frank Reardon's from, but there's two T's on this. And I know that Frank Reardon is not a fancy person, so he would not like two T's on Minot. He's a very blue-collar kind of guy. Doesn't like anything fancy. Doesn't like anything dressed up. I understand that. I respect him for that. This is In a Dance Hall Style by Sugar Minot, or Minot, with two T's. Frank Reardon, maybe you could tell us. I don't know. In a Dance Hall Style. We'll be right back.
Keep them in a dance hall style. Follow the dance hall thing. With all you do in life as walking. All you are to live and hand. And if you love at this, I really play forward. If you love at this, I really play forward. If you love at this, your music play forward. If you love at this, I really play forward. Let me tell you of a girl I know. She is my baby and I keep her in door. Every evening at SS4, she give me love until I want no more. And I know, oh yes I know, I'll lose her, I love her so. Give them your song, my styling. For all the sound and pain. Whether you're doing love or talking. Are you a girl even fun? Down in the year of 73, I met a little boy called Billy Billy G. Take a little trip down to Mexico. Change up his name to Billy Boy, to Billy Boy. What make you bad so? Boy, oh, Billy Boy. Tell me, what make you bad so? Jump over precipice, not drop in a hit. Jump over precipice, not drop in a hit. People, them are saying that me physically fit. Cause me three plenty turn it. Another time, them call me bionic. In my downtown style. In a rubber dust style. In a downtown style. In a rubber dust style. Special request to the urban in the down. Special request to the sensi man on. Special request to the urban in the down. Special request to the sensi uncle man. Pass the cookie on the article side. Pass the cookie on the article side. Pass the cookie on the article side. Nobody I. Nobody I. Nobody I. Sensimania, roving through my brain, star. Boy, oh, I can't stand it. No, 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 can't stand it. No, 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 can't stand it. No, 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 I can't stand it. Boy, oh, keep them in a dance on silence. For all the dance of me. Whether you're doing love or working. Oh, you are gully bang fun. And if you love for this, you really play forward. If you love for this, your music play forward. If you love for rubber dog, play forward. And if you love for this, your music play forward. Special request to dance our fans. Well, I'm on sugar, my hand.
Go, roll.